Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. It is Joe McGrath here with, well, no Joe Smith. He's on an adventure around the south of France. Marseille. Is that where it is? Nice. Any other place in the south of France?
Aragon.
Aragon?
No.
Dom's here in his place. Hello, Dom. How are you, sir? You're back.
Very well, thank you.
The last time we spoke, you came on a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, did I?
Do you remember that?
Was I in bed?
You were too talkative, let's put it that way.
Really?
No, I can't believe it. Worst 25 quid we've ever spent.
Oh, right, okay.
You have been featured on the podcast because of Joe's epic review of your Peter Grimes.
Yes, he did miss out quite a lot of the things about that
which
journey.
Which I'm sure we'll get into.
Yes.
And the brilliant Ethan James is there, but he's fiddling about with some buttons. Are you happy to be back up north?
No.
Why?
Because Eskil Giza said I would fall back into the same habits.
What was she worried about?
That I would drink and stay in bed and play my computer and put down the blinds and not go outside.
Well, she had nothing to be worried about.
No, because she was correct.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, her predictions were spot on.
So when you go to London, do you not do any of those things because you're in London for work?
Well, you can't drink really if you're in rehearsals every day, because absolutely fuck no am I going to rehearsals pissed or hungover. I wouldn't still be pissed, obviously. I don't drink that much.
And cough directly in the mic.
What?
Don't forget your etiquette.
Well, I cleared my throat.
Ethan James has sorted himself out. He's here now as well. Hello, Ethan.
Hello, Joe. Hello. Nice to be here. Lovely to see you, Dom. It's very nice. We don't actually get to talk in real life, so it's all...
Well, we could talk in real life.
But neither of us want that.
Have you two chatted at all privately?
No, I mean, we never have.
We have, in the past, back in the day. And then we realised it wasn't for us.
It's good. But
that's
healthy,
fair,
that's
fair.
Healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
So you're back, and we've got lots to get into, because we've missed you, Dom. We generally have. People have missed you on the channel. People are excited
Who?
To be back. Who? One or two names, comments down again in there.
Yeah, I've missed you on the odd day.
Okay.
And here you are.
I think sometimes you need the voice of reason. And I think you're too happy, and I think Joe's too happy, because you're doing very well. And I
think you were in the fucking the Royal Opera House giving it large.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, man, big time. Tell me a little bit about London then. How was it? How was your...
Hot.
Hot?
It's very hot down there.
Is
in
it
London.
Much hotter than...
Yes.
Here, yeah.
You get off the train and you're like in Singapore or something. The heat hits you. Also, a lot of homeless people.
Mm.
But tent cities across the roads now. Next to, what's it called?
Tent cities?
Yeah, like Warren Street Station.
Right.
They were making a fire, like, next to the Euston Road. And I called, the first time in my life, I called the fire brigade.
You've called the fire brigade?
I said, hello, fire brigade. There's a fire.
No, let's go through this, because it's not just that. You got to call 999, don't you?
Yes, and I said, hello, there's been an emergency.
Did you panic you might forget your words?
No, because the words I needed to say was fire,
okay,
road,
yeah,
can
yeah,
you
yeah,
stop
yeah,
it, please? Because it wasn't just like the pissing about, you know, with a magnifying glass and some ants. They were like properly doing a massive bonfire. I thought, this is taking the piss
now. But they're
not
cold.
What?
The homeless people.
What do you mean?
Well, they're outside.
It's hot, London.
It's hot, well, yeah. Yep, you called the fire brigade to put out their heating.
It was the middle of the day.
Oh.
And do you want a bonfire down the M6?
No, not
really. It was like that.
Really? That bad?
Yeah.
What did the fire brigade say?
Well, they came.
Oof. Mad reaction.
Still a big job.
And they stopped at the side of the road, and I thought, here we go.
How long are you waiting there for?
A long time.
You've got a busy day.
No, I waited there for too long.
With your little coffee, like, just watching them.
With my arms crossed at the side of the road,
like
shaking my head and tutting.
Fireman Sam episode.
They came, they got out, they said, can you stop that? And then they just went.
Oh, to you. Right.
No, not me.
Did they not hose anyone down?
No, they just said put that out. Well, I don't even know if they said put that out because I was on the other side of the road, so I don't actually know what they said. I'm kind of making it. I'm kind of thinking about what they said.
I don't think I've ever called 999.
So lock them up. Lock them all up.
Shut up. Have you ever called 999, Ethan?
Yeah, I have. I did maybe a few months ago when there was two brothers scrapping on the street. And
how did you know they were brothers?
Because I got into a dialogue with them whilst the older brother was on the floor and his head bleeding, and I had to run over because they pushed his body sounds like he's dead. They pushed him into the middle of the road where the cars were coming, so I felt I had to interject.
Sorry, what is this story?
I've told you this, haven't I?
You've not told us this story at all. Unless I was one of the episodes where I was away, but...
Well, I'll summarise it quickly.
I'd seem to remember.
All right, well, apologies if this is... But I've definitely not heard this.
Well, I went on one of my famous mental health walks, you see, and I saw two brothers fighting, man got knocked down, head's bleeding, goes into the road. At that point, I'm thinking, God, I'm going to be that news story of the guy who did nothing and the guy's head got run over, and then everyone would hate me, and then it's some kind of Black Mirror thing, and everyone's going, let's lynch Ethan, he's a horrible, selfish man who lets blokes bleed out in the middle of the road. And I thought, I'm not having any of that because I'm trying to build a tiny career here and I might as well keep it going. And I go over, solve it, separate it. The guy threatened to kill me.
Kill you?
Yeah, the younger brother. And then eventually I called the police after walking around the corner, but they said that they disappeared by the time they attended the incident. They wanted me to book them a taxi, which I wasn't comfortable with. So that was the last time I called the police.
You don't want them getting in your Uber, do you? You're on the floor. You ever called 999 apart from that? Can you say?
No. No, I haven't. But I suppose this is like that improvisation game where you have to say yes and. But no, I haven't.
What's the... go on.
I'm just stopping the conversation, aren't I, by saying
what
no.
What is the game?
Well, you ask me a question and I'll go...
Have you ever called 999?
I was close to calling 999 once.
When I
stabbed my brother.
Huh? Did your family miss you when you were away?
Yes. My mother was quite excited to see me when I came back.
Did they come down at all?
No.
Did they not want to see you in Peter Grimes' The Musical?
No. I don't think a lot of people want to come see me in Peter Grimes' The Musical. The
Joe opera. Did.
Yeah, but he said he enjoyed it, but I'm not sure if he did, because he was so far up.
What did you make of where he... Because let's be honest, Joe's a well-off man.
Yes, he is.
And sometimes he decides to be skinned.
I don't know.
And this is cruel.
For some reason, he wanted to be skinned for 4 hours during the show.
His ticket was like 10 quid.
10 quid?
What's the point in coming down? He was going to book a hotel as well, so that money he saved in a hotel by staying at Escogitos.
And he ran. He ran to London.
What?
I'm joking, no, you got on a train.
Ran to Windsor.
And I gave him my bed. I slept on the sofa. He didn't fucking talk. He didn't mention anything about that evening, did he?
Cool.
After
the
opera.
So, are we done with talking about your trip to London?
What's like, this?
I want to know a little bit more about it before we get on to Joe's.
What do you want to know?
Life. Did you enjoy it? How were your weeks? Did you do anything?
I planted
mad?
A bonsai tree.
Where?
I put it in the fridge for three weeks.
A bonsai tree in the fridge?
Well, the bonsai seed.
Ooh.
I put it in a baggie with a folded over wet paper cloth. Because it simulates winter, you see. And I took it out and I've put it in a pot. The yeast.
Ooh.
No, is it the yeast?
I'll tell you.
The peat. And you kind of have to finger the hole.
Ooh, finger peat?
No, not Peter Grimes. To get the peat open. And then you put the seed in. And then you put three seeds in. And then the ones that grows the strongest, you cull the other ones, like cut them off and make the strongest one have room, much like society should be.
Are you green fingered?
What does that mean?
Like love gardening. That's what it means, doesn't it, Ethan?
Oh, I think so, Joe.
If you're green fingered.
Please stop saying that.
No, it does do it. Google
no, he's
fingers.
Right. It does no. mean it, Tom.
It means, yeah.
My fingers smell like Pringles this morning.
Oh, was green. it the cheese and onion ones, because that's green, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, the sour cream and onion ones.
Ah, yeah,
just
sorry.
Just back in the garden, because I wouldn't quite know what you were saying there, which makes you think you've got a hold of like the
me and Esco Gita went to the British Museum. And we saw the Egyptian thing. Now, as a child, going to see mummies on some specific sites. No, just in front of you.
Just to get them to say they love you back.
In
tricky.
In the British Museum, I don't think you understand. They've got wrapped,
probably doesn't,
wrapped bodies in front of you. Mummies. They've got them there, just behind glass.
How old are these mummies?
2,000 years old.
Really? Where did we... Where
They're
did
just there, behind glass.
Yeah, but isn't there a thing about we stole quite a lot of these?
Yeah, of course, we stole all of them.
Ooh. But does anyone want this back? Because some people do want it back, don't they?
No, no one wants
so
it
there's
back.
So there's a body in there
yeah.
of someone from 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, but you can just... Like, thinking about that in the past, I was like, oh, that's not a big deal. But they're there. They're there, Joe.
God, that is spooky, isn't
it? Just think you've been putting the ground in 20, 30 years' time, whenever you're going to die. And then 2,000 years later, someone just puts you behind a glass case somewhere.
Am I wrapped up like a mummy?
Yeah.
Won't be too fussed.
Oh, what was I saying? Yeah, they went to the gift shop, and I said, I never used to have any spending money for gifts when I was a child, and I was always... I think that's probably where my FOMO comes from.
Big magnets.
Yeah, because like, yeah,
wacky everyone, pens.
Yeah, I'd love that shit, but I never had enough money to buy it.
What are they selling at the British Museum?
So Esco Gita bought me a bonsai seed from the British Museum, and that was the bonsai story.
It's good, you know.
It's growing.
Have you brought it back with
it's
you?
It's growing. No, it's there in the fridge.
How long did it stay in the fridge for?
I don't really know, actually. I didn't really read the booklet. I think the booklet was AI. Mm-hmm. No.
How is Esco Gita?
Wonderful. Living her best life. She's in a relationship with a politician from Brussels.
Oh, from Brussels?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So
yeah,
I've got a scoop.
Yeah, not Keir Starmer, yeah. Not burning down his house or anything.
That probably is quite a significant scoop in Belgium, I feel.
Yeah, probably. I think she's in love with him.
What makes you think that?
Because she said, I'm in love with him.
Really? That does give it away. So when did they meet, or how did they meet?
In Brussels.
Really?
Yeah, and he's reading like...
They love mayo over there, don't they?
Hey, you know what? Have you ever been to Brussels?
Yeah.
Have you had those chips with mayonnaise?
Unbelievable.
They're not joking how good it is.
Have you had Brussels
amazing.
Mayo?
I've never been to Belgium.
So he's never been to Brussels?
Those chips are really good.
Good, you know.
They're
like
really
Britain,
good.
I don't think
like beef dripping chips.
Oh, my God.
I met a vegetarian the other day who I had chips. And I said, do you want a chip? And they said, yeah. And I said... careful, they might have been in beef dripping. And they were like, I don't care.
Really? Yeah. I've got a couple of cousins who are vegetarian, but they'll eat black pudding. Riddle me that.
You think blood is like, say, like the most cannibalist kind of...
Well, maybe they just don't like...
carnivoristic thing you can do.
Some vegetarians call it like the flesh, don't they? Maybe they don't like that, but they're
the
not
flesh.
Too fussed about blood.
Well, presumably the animal died when they were taking its blood out.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Best what were we talking about? Esco Gita.
Esco Gita. We don't have Joe to sort of keep us on track. And
I tell you what, I've told her to shut up quite a few times.
Oh, why?
Because I like nice things, and I'm sure sex is quite nice. But the amount of times she talks about it, and like sordid stuff to
do
with genitals,
you know what?
And stuff.
What's that saying? Like, if you do a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
She didn't have to work the other day because the dude had an STD and just took her to dinner. Didn't even have to have sex. $5,000. Wish I could do that. I was actually so tempted.
Did he admit that he had?
Yeah, he rang her up on the train, which is actually good.
He called some. He's on the train.
Yeah,
and just out in the open. What a train call that is!
If you got millions of pounds, I don't think you
got an STD. Fancy Hawks more.
I was so tempted the other day that I googled like how much a rent boy would get, because I was like $5,000 for going to dinner and stuff. I thought, I've got to get on this. Surely there's a market for me somewhere in London. £25 for a blowjob.
You're joking.
It's not a lot, is it?
That's insane.
Might as well work in Pret, you know.
Yeah.
What about for someone like me? Am I different to you? Are you a different market?
Probably. I'm probably like the fat dude market. Like, people like fat dudes.
Yeah.
You got to think, like... Oh, realistically, how many of them an hour could you do?
don't know. I suppose it depends on the person. I get all these stories from Asko Gita, you know. A lot of them finish themselves off because they've got pornified minds. Can't finish with another person. There's one with a broken penis.
What happened there?
His penis is broken.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So it's like at a 90 degree angle.
Does she do like club card points like Tesco?
No, but she does have like calling cards that Joe is quite impressed with. They're like these little flowers.
Let's get into Joe's visit to London then.
Yes.
I feel like you've got a lot to get off your chest about it.
Yes.
That he held back.
Actually.
He's going to boot off, I think.
Yeah. After the opera, he watched it and he was tired after 3 hours. I was tired after 3 hours of running around like a fisherman.
But you were a fisherman.
Yes.
Do you survive?
Yeah, I survive. I might have guilty feelings at the end of it.
Mm. Do you take them home with you?
Who?
You. Do you take...
What, off the stage?
I thought you might get a little bit... What's it called where you get a little bit in... What's it called?
In method action.
Method. Do you get a bit method?
No, I don't.
Would you ever think about going method? You
know, I don't... Getting on a boat? Not sure I'd go method acting for playing a mute sailor.
Ooh.
Fisherman. Good. Didn't speak good. At all.
No. Does have lines.
At least you have any lines to learn.
Yeah, but if you just walk it... I got paid for walking around stage. It's very easy.
That's good, that.
It's very easy.
And why didn't you turn up pissed?
Who?
Why didn't you turn up pissed?
Because I wasn't drinking at the
time.
It's
like you're going to slur your words.
I wasn't drinking at the time. Yeah, but at the beginning, it's all in black, and we've got torches and stuff, and the amount of times I stepped on people's feet... I thought I was going crazy sometimes in that beginning opening. Because you look... Because it get into my head, and I was like, I could just go... I could ruin this so easily right
like
now. And I'd be in the paper,
four.
Yeah.
I could just go,
and like roll around. I could get my arse out in just in front of 3,000 people. I could just do that.
What if you became the hero after doing that? And everyone was like, did you see that guy? He was brilliant. And then he went on to do more and more amazing things.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you looking at?
Nothing, sorry, for a future podcast that we're doing, I'm pre-ordering what we're going to eat. Just so it gets here in time.
Oh, right, okay.
So you can crack on. I think about that when doing live stuff. If you're ever doing a watch-along, you could just say something crazy.
Get it in your head, don't you?
And then you can start thinking about it.
People are watching me now.
I could get my arse out.
Yep. You have free will.
But would it not fit your character if you got your arse out?
I don't know. It probably would, actually, if I pulled my trousers down. It's kind of crazy, dude. Lots of people having sex in the cast.
Was there?
Between the opera singers and our actors. It was like the Titanic, you know, when the posh people sleep with the people from below deck, Leonardo DiCaprio character.
Really?
Yeah, but not me, obviously.
So Why not?
Did you not take anyone's fancy?
No.
Were you a mysterious character? Did you lend yourself to any of the sort of the socials?
I did my thing that I do in social situations when I feel uncomfortable by just being the weird character, and they kind of charmed by that. You know,
everyone.
So I'll say stuff like, "Who do you like, Lebanon or you know Israel or
great?
You know, nice icebreakers. Like, do you think immigration's good?"
So not like, what's your final meal?
No.
You want the big political
stuff. So what would you rather do?
No, let's move on. Don't want to hear it.
Okay.
Talk to me about Joe's trip to see you.
We went to, what was it called? The Curly Fry Place after the opera. The Crinkle Cut Fry Place.
Huh?
Fast food place, Crinkle Cut Fries.
Five guys.
Splash food. What's it called? Fast food.
Are you having a meltdown?
What's
going on?
Popeyes.
They serve crinkle cut fries.
Yes. Famous.
I'll tell you.
Famous.
How famous? I didn't know it.
American famous.
Popeyes probably.
No.
Chick-fil-A do.
No.
Chick-fil-A.
No, it's another one.
Shakedown.
Yes, Shake Shack.
Shake Shack, Shakedown.
Went there.
Get down on the floor.
We went there. And then we went home.
What did you get?
Crinkle cut fries.
Just that?
And a burger.
Did you eat before going on stage? Like, what timings would you eat before a performance?
I had fish and chips. I think you went over this in the last podcast, the bits I saw.
Yes, but you just sort of skipped past the fish and chips.
It was good fish and chips. It was good fish. It wasn't good fish. Meaty
was
fish.
It all right. Well, you said it was good fish and chips, and already
no,
the
fish I take that back.
Fallen,
I take that back.
Good chips.
The battered sausage was good. No, not good sausage.
Not
good chips.
Sausage, Jason.
I only wanted a fish, so I asked for a fish. And he said, do you want some chips? I said, no, I don't want chips. I said, I just want the fish.
Who's this now? Are we role playing? Who's
no, the man behind the counter.
Okay.
And it happened again in Glasgow the other day. I was like, I just want a fish. And they gave me chips and charged me for chips.
Sometimes I just want the fish.
I just want the fish.
Sometimes I get two fish.
You don't do that.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I'm like, chips are all right.
Do you know what's good?
Chips are all right sometimes.
You have two fish.
So that's it. Why is that spooked you?
I just can't see that happening
sometimes
with you.
Sometimes when you go to Mackey's and you just get two burgers.
Yeah.
Is that spooked you?
No, that's not spooked me, but a fish, a full fish. You having two full fish.
Yeah, what's
that spooks me.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Get a muffin. A fish muffin.
Stop adding carbs. I want two fishes, please.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
We get back to the room.
I'm never going to your chippy.
Escort Geeta and Joe get on like a house on fire.
Well, let's clear up some of the...
As in...
Some of the rumours. Not too well.
No. But she loves him. She complimenting him, saying he's charming.
He's a charming man.
Yes, I know.
He's tall,
and they get on
handsome,
really well.
Very
he's
well
asking
off.
About a profession. She's asking about him. Very nice conversation. I want to go to sleep, so I've got my mask on, my breathing mask on the sofa. They're just talking.
So what's your problem here is that your friends...
Because he's got enough. He's got enough.
And
I don't want him to take what's mine.
What do you mean he's got enough? He can make a friend.
No. I'm the charming one in that situation. Me. It's all about me.
So Escort Geeta likes Joe
yes.
because he's charming, funny guy.
Yes.
We know him.
Yes.
Great lad.
In the past...
And that's annoyed you.
In the past, I would have destroyed the whole entire apartment complex because my jealousy was that bad. But I'm a lot better. We had
so
a coffee.
So what did you do?
I said, can you go to sleep? I want you to go to fucking sleep.
Oh, so did I just hear you say you had a coffee?
Yeah.
Can you drink caffeine and go to sleep?
Yeah. Probably because of ADHD or whatever I've diagnosed with.
I don't think that makes sense.
What?
I don't think that makes sense.
Anyway, I cried a little bit the next day.
Why?
Because I felt like a bad friend. Because you shouldn't feel bad about your friends getting on.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. But yet I do. So am I a bad person?
How do you think Escort Geeta and Ethan would get on?
Terribly.
Why?
Great.
She wouldn't understand you, I don't think.
What, my voice?
No.
His ways?
Yeah.
What part would...
Actually, wait, we did have a mutual friend called Dancy, but he's gone now. He's
where?
Not dead, he's just gone.
What was Dancy like?
He was a composer. But she found out that he, at a party, had said she's a narcissist. And she has men and collects men and just drops them at a hat. Which is true. And she acknowledges that it's true,
poor
which
Dancy.
Made her angry.
Has she still got the husband that's kicking around?
Sorry, I don't slag off people behind the back that much. If that's the what's getting
yeah,
inferred
that's true.
There.
See, I want to stick with Ethan. Why are you giving Ethan grief? Ethan and Escort Geeta will get on all right.
Maybe. If you had funny stories, I'm sure she'd find you entertaining.
He's got great stories.
She likes readers. Do you read?
I've started this week. I fell asleep within 3 minutes, but I did give it a go.
What are you reading?
I tried to read the football cliches book because that's the only book I own, and it's quite wordy for me at that time.
It does make you sleepy reading.
I'm not sure.
It's why I can't read.
What do you mean?
I start reading. So first page is always all right because I'm like, I'm going to give this a go. I turn over page 2 and 3. I start giving it a go. I'm like, and then I get to the end of the second page. I'm like, couldn't tell you what just happened. Doesn't go in.
What do you read?
Fiction.
What fiction?
What fiction? I've not read for a while.
Yeah,
I read a book what's called The Raconteur. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember The Raconteur.
Anyway, I just can't take it in.
Are
so I've started listening
boy?
To audiobooks.
I do listen to it. I can't get to sleep now without an audiobook on.
Really?
No, can't do it. But I listen to the same audiobook every single night, and I have done for years.
What is it?
Crime and Punishment.
It's not, is it?
Yeah. Joe's reading that at the moment.
Crime and Punishment.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Like the Crime bill? And Punishment. Well, no, it's not like The Bill.
You'd be good in The Bill.
Spoilers. A dude bashes an old woman's head in, and then her sister comes in the room, and they bash her head in, and then the whole book, that happens quite close to the beginning. And Joe, don't watch the next bit, because you're reading it, and you don't want spoilers,
well,
so you won't watch it anyway.
Watching Crime and Punishment.
People aren't reading Crime and Punishment, but the whole
you
rest...
You literally know someone who's quite close to you who's reading...
The whole rest of the book is him just being like, oh, shit, I'm worried that I'm going to get found out. And then he ends up turning himself in and he falls in love with a prostitute.
So it's good to have you back, I guess.
Yeah, I've got to shave my face. Got to shave my face.
Oh, yeah. This is big news, this, Ethan.
What was that?
We've got Dom for this week and a Patreon exclusive, and that's it, because he's got a new job. What is this one?
I think someone dropped out of a new opera at the Opera House.
You love operas. Are you in this one as well?
Yes.
Huh?
But they want me to be a French army person. And apparently the French army people, at whatever time it's set in, I don't really know.
Is it one of the wars? The big wars?
Probably, I don't know. It's called La Fille du Régiment.
Ooh.
And it's a comedy. I think Tamsin Greig's in it. Dawn French did it last time.
It's a World War comedy, yeah.
I'd never said World War.
You said one of the big wars.
No, I didn't.
I said, is it going to be one of the big wars? And you said, probably. In the way you did it.
Did he
say that, Ethan? I'm making it up.
I can't remember.
Who knows?
But anyway, I've got to shave off the beard, which they told me after I signed the contract.
The beard's going, Ethan.
The iconic, I can't even imagine that.
The iconic Dom beard is on its way out.
I don't like it. I think you shouldn't do it.
Well, I need the job and I need the money.
He's got to get paid, hasn't he? The only good news is it's not all going off. So you're not clean shaven, are you?
I look like a massive slug, though.
But it's for your art. You love your art.
I know, but I will get jeered at in the street, I think.
Who's going to jeer you in
children,
the street?
Children fear me without a beard.
Stop going near children in the street.
I'm not going near children. They follow me. Some children follow me. Last time I had a clean shaven face, children followed me and kept making big head signs with their hands up the street.
You're getting bullied.
I was getting bullied by children. They know. They can see. They can see my faults. And the beard hides those faults from the children.
It's going to be dramatic. Are you going to go to a barber's and do it?
I can't look at myself in the mirror.
Your eyes, you can wear an eye mask.
I might get a Escoquita to do it, actually. Oh, you want me to do it here, don't you?
I could do it for
you. Where are we going to do the hair, though?
Put it on the table here.
I don't know what's under there, though. I haven't looked under my beard in years. There could be anything under there.
Do you wash your beard?
Yes, but the more I wash it, the crustier my face gets. Because of my tablets. My tablets and my kidneys.
How are your kidneys, by the way?
They're all right.
I'm thinking about other things we've not caught with you on. Your uni course?
I did. I started going to the gym.
Congrats.
Did steps.
Yeah.
And I listened to GTA soundtrack every time I did it.
Oh, my God.
And Christian rock, which is very good for the gym. Like Creed. Do you know Creed? With the arms wide open.
Yeah. Aren't technically the Killers Christian rock?
Are they?
It's
kind of an odd name for a Christian rock band.
No, they are.
They are a Christian rock band.
The Killers.
Do you know where the name The Killers comes from?
I don't. Judas?
Nope. It's a good music trivia fact.
I'll tell it.
New Order, the band from Manchester, had a music video. And in the music video, there was a band in that video called The Killers. And The Killers saw it, liked the song, nicked it. Well, they didn't nick it, but... That's a cool name, it's good
trivia. You don't get that anymore, do you? You just get clavicular and like internet nonsense.
Have you had any good
nonsense.
Trivia recently, Ethan?
It's like so uninterested in your own question.
You said that's good trivia for a while. It's good trivia, isn't it?
What is good trivia?
If you slap a chicken 23,000 times, it'll cook it.
I've heard that. And that's what we're going to do. Anyway, so you're leaving us again. You're shaving off your beard.
Yeah.
And we won't be seeing you for a while.
Back to the sex flat. Walking into the kitchen the other day, just on her dinner plate, two dildos.
She's having that for dinner? Or does she use them as sort of chopsticks?
No, they're just charging, but it's something very strange about seeing kind of like sex objects next to the hob.
That is weird. Why is she charging them in the
dinner? And we've only got one plate. So it's on the plate that we both eat from.
Is it sort of the dildo that looks like a willy, or is it like some other shape?
It's one of those ones that's kind of got different components to it for female anatomy, so that it can reach the places where one does not disclose.
Could be used as a whisk as well in the kitchen, I guess.
Probably. But there was another component to it. But I had the thought, Joe, when I woke up in the middle of the night one day, I was like, doesn't she have enough sex? Apparently not. Maybe that's misogynistic to say.
Yeah,
maybe.
Do you think you cook a full dinner using sex toys? Would you struggle?
What do you?
If there was some sort of task.
What do you mean a full roast?
Say the company Love Honey came to us, and Sexy Love Company,
okay.
And they said we've got an idea for a video.
Yeah.
Cook up a roast.
Yeah.
You can only use
sex toys on our
not Ethan. You can only use items on our website.
How would you cook a chicken with a dildo?
But you could put you could put lots of lemon and onions up there, and then you could stop it from coming out. Butt plug keeps the moisture in. This could work. Actually.
I suppose so, but what would be like? I suppose you could do sous vide with one of those kind of, you know, those leather suits that people put on and then take the air out of it. You could put a chicken in that, and then put the suit in like the sink with hot water.
That unbelievable, Dom.
Thank you.
You adding anything to this, Ethan? You're just going to stay fucking quiet.
Well, I'm not very good with the knowledge of sex toys. Why don't,
can we get Love Honey up on your computer?
I don't think I'm going to do that.
What about?
You could probably put carrots into those fleshlights.
Oh, fuck me.
And then turn it on next to a radiator or something. What was that?
I don't know. It's Love Honey emailing and saying it's on.
Brilliant.
It's on. This is good. Sure, you could put a carrot in it. We'll do it one day.
Yeah.
Because Joe's come down. He's coming up. So you're going to have to... No, I'm not saying he's going to do that for his. But are you excited? Because he's been mastering the curry for the last 4 months.
He's good with the curry. I'll give him that.
That's what he's cooking, curry.
He cuts onions in a certain way for a curry. Mm.
What do you mean?
He knows what he's doing. He's got a good spice palate.
Yeah, but
his house is very nice as well.
He
cuts them lengthwise rather than sideways.
I've started buying chopped up onions in a bag.
Frozen ones, because you've not got a lot of time in your hands, have you, Ethan, to chop onions?
No, the fresh, they're not frozen.
They're not fresh
ones in a bag.
They're not fresh.
How is life, Ethan? Are you all right?
It's all right. I've been doing mental health walks.
Yeah.
Not like Tom Skinner, just like by myself, and just walks really.
Yeah.
But really, kind of like dwelling into making sure it's good for my brain, and I believe it is.
Where would you go?
The same loop every time, just round Didsbury.
Down to a bridge with a rope.
No. Anywhere near the River Mersey? Nice round there.
I suppose I am near there, but it's too far away for me to walk to. So, no, I don't do that. Just around the estates, really.
Just a mental health walk round housing estates when you've got literally the Fletcher Moss flower gardens. I'd say 2 minute drive from you.
Never heard of it.
Do you live
Never
still
heard of it.
Near?
Literally up the road. You get in your car, Ethan. You could be at a gorgeous park.
Next to where they play tennis. They've got the tennis courts.
Near there.
Oh, next to the pub. I could go to the pub.
No, that's not a mental health walk.
I think it is.
It is all right. Yeah. Are you eating well?
What am I doing? I'm trying to stay away from takeaways. I did tell you this off air last week. there's an Indian's that's close to me. And I've disclosed this before where... On a certain food delivery app, the info on there is such that it's hidden as a different company, so they can give you significant discounts in what I think is tax avoidance, but I can't confirm that. Well. So by ordering through that, I can get 6 lamb chops, rice, poppadoms, and curry. For £12.
It's a belter of a deal. It's a belter of a deal. And it drops it off because where you order from isn't too far from yours, is it?
Well, I don't want to reveal that because it feels unfair. But let's just say I went 4 times in the last, 8 or 9 days. So about 50% of the days.
What he means there is you went 4 times in the last 7 days, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's always...
It's not bad for me, man.
It's all right. Terrible. It's not too bad. Lamb chops and a bit of rice, not too bad, Ethan.
Boiled rice and salad. You get the salad for free. I forgot to say the poppadoms weren't included in that price. I wasn't getting poppadoms, but because I was so loyal, I'm now getting the poppadoms for free.
Yeah. Didn't he say something at the door?
It was like, I know exactly where you are now, Ethan.
He knows his name.
Yeah,
I'd like that to be a thing, a little email trend, sloppyjoes@gmail.com, if the takeaway knows your name. if the boss man knows who you are, if, for example, your local curry house knows your order, you give them a call or you do it online.
I've been to that Thai place that I took Jo to so many times that she gives me free sauce, free rice, top-ups, free tea.
I would leverage the rice. Do you mean she gives you free sauce?
If we run out of sauce in the Massaman curry, she goes, want some more sauce?
Is it unbelievable?
It's really good.
Is it great?
It's really, really good.
We're recording a Patreon after this, and it's going to be filled with Q&A questions that the sloppers on Patreons have sent you.
People interested?
Loads of questions.
That's
we'll
very
try and get through them all, but here's a little bit. Sloppy Joe's, by the way, podcast on Patreon. You can sign up. There's still a couple of 500 club memberships available. So you sign up for like a quid.
Really?
Yeah, because some people drop out.
That's not good. Fucking hell.
Some people have been there for nearly 4.5 years now. Fucking hell, it's unbelievable. Here's a little snippet of what we got up to on that Patreon exclusive.
What's this?
Colin, MUFC says, who's your favourite person out of the two Joes and Ethan, and who's your least favourite out of them, and why?
Tojo's my favourite. Ethan's my least favourite.
Really? After Joe?
Fuck off, Ethan. I reply.
That's a terrible question.
It's fucking me in the middle, definitely.
Tom doesn't reply to me. It's not me not replying to him.
Did you hear someone come in? No. The other day I asked you about Tom Cooney's bar, right? On the Friday night that you'd just been to. You replied on the Tuesday. That's the kind of friend you are.
To be fair to me, Ethan, I've asked many times for us to be friends. I've asked to move in with you. I've asked to go on car rides with you.
I don't have to say yes to you moving into my one bed flat.
I've asked to be your friend.
Do you know who? Tell you something, Dom, whilst you're away.
You're a busy man.
Tell you something whilst you're away. Someone did move into his one bedroom flat.
Who?
A friend of his.
They moved in for a few weeks whilst we were looking for accommodation.
Weeks, mate.
On the sofa. Totally a lavish lifestyle.
I wanted to be your friend. We're two oddballs. Together we could have had a beautiful friendship, but you've got too many friends.
Go and find us on Patreon now. You can see that I'm not forthcoming with many stories this week.
Because
someone summed up the podcast quite well. Do you remember that screenshot I sent into the group, Ethan? Can I read it out? Do you remember that?
Oh, it's just you drinking.
So let me show you. Let me send you this.
I have no idea.
I think I read the comments.
Right, so this is you love reading the comments, especially the slams. This is from Phil Smith, 4125. It says, I've not watched Sloppy Joe's in a while. I've just come back to see how things are getting on. It's the same formula.
Can you say the last word?
Oh no, I can't.
Replace that word.
I'll replace it. You're very right. I would have caught myself there. It's the same formula. Joe's personality is still drinking alcohol. Uncle Joe is a pretentious food/food critic. And Ethan is Ethan. Let's just put it that way. If you want the actual comment, go on.
Does it begin with C?
No, it begins with M.
Well, the thing is...
Oh, yes, I remember.
Phil Smith shares the same name as my uncle, so I hope it's not him.
No, you hope it's not him. I'm having a few weekends off booze before my birthday at the end of June.
Birthday?
Yes, I'm having my birthday on the end of June.
Could I come to that?
Yeah, I invited you last time, but you didn't come to
that. Yeah, well, I'll come to this one.
Oh, okay, brilliant. I don't know what I'm doing for it yet, but...
Where are you going?
If the weather's nice, my house. If the weather's not nice, a pub.
Are you having food?
We will be having food.
I'll come. Don't worry, I'll come.
I'll come.
Sort
of push me in a corner.
Sorry, how does the weather affect that in terms of it's going to be at your house if it's nice?
Because we'll go in the garden.
Oh, is the pub not got like a pub garden or anything?
No, because I want to do a little barbecue. Do you know what I mean?
Lovely.
Flipping burgers, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but if it's pissing it down, what am I doing in the garden?
Can I look through your rooms?
No.
Can I look through your drawers?
You're not invited anymore.
I want to be invited. What was that? Trump... taking the piss out of that reporter.
So here's what I did on Friday to keep myself occupied. I thought, this is going to sound like I've got a problem, but I've...
You do have a problem.
Where will my mind be taken off the booze?
What?
How can I take my mind off going and settling down for a nice pint after a long week?
Yeah.
I went to the Trafford Centre on a Friday night. That place... What's going on? Where is everyone?
I don't really know what that...
How is
I
it
don't know.
The busiest... place in the world.
I don't want to go. If it's anything like the Arndale.
Oh, it's crazier than the Arndale.
I can't do that.
It's horrific.
That's the reason I thought on a Friday night. What? The stress. Don't get me started on how Clusenley went into the Weatherspoons in the town centre. Yeah. Unbelievable.
What's the Weatherspoons called in there? Has it got a good name?
I don't know what it's called in there.
Okay, carry on.
We got given this, and I don't want to sound ungrateful, but for my birthday, last birthday in June, we got given a gift card for restaurants. 30 quid.
30 quid's not a lot for restaurants.
No, but it was 30, so I think that I'm thankful for whoever gave it to me. Yeah. Fucking no. But wow, there was a crazy selection of restaurants on the back. Not in a good sense. Some of them don't even exist anymore.
Do they have that rainforest
Frankie
one?
And Benny's. Chiquitos.
Chiquito.
A lot of Chiquitos in sight. Bar One Grill. There's only one saving grace on there. Do you want to guess? Anyone want to guess?
Frankie and Benny's.
Nope. Anyone? I've not said it. Anyone want to guess? Well, the one saving grace on this little restaurant?
No. McDonald's.
Nope. No.
Wingstop.
No. Wagamama's.
Oh, Wagamama's blows cock.
You can fuck off.
Wagamama's is the biggest pile of dick I've ever walked into.
Even the chili squid?
It's shit in
it's
Wagamama's.
Not too bad. Would you go Frankie and Benny's over Wagamama's?
Yeah, I'd
You're off your head.
I would.
You're talking rubbish.
Because Wagamama annoys me.
Why?
Because it's just shit. Just go to a proper Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, but I've got a voucher where I can't.
Go to Frankie and Benny's and get a hot dog or something, whatever they do there.
I don't even know what they want to do there. Can you get the Frankie and Benny's menu up? Let's see what they do. It's got a Frankie and Benny's menu up. It's got a bit Italian, hasn't it, Dom? Hey, I've not got good eyesight. Can you read out? Is it classic meatballs?
Yeah, and do you?
And do you? But the fried chicken tenders. See, they just don't know what they are. Burgers at the bottom. Who needs... Can we go on the signature grill bit, Ethan? What's on their signature grill? Oh, here we go.
What's scroll that? Up.
Barbecue platter.
That does look kind of shit, actually.
It does look bad. Look anyway, better than Wagamama's. Anyway, so we went with Wagamama's and that was all good. And then the reason why I asked you about being green-fingered is because I went to help out my mate Lennon at his allotment.
He's got an allotment. Lucky boy. What's he growing?
And he's growing spuds, onions... And he's going to attempt to grow chilies.
Very easy things to grow.
And it reminded me of a story of a friend who also, as a kid, was trying to grow spuds with his dad. And they weren't taking very good care of them. And it was his dad's responsibility. Mm-hmm. And what the dad did was just go to the shop, mm-hmm. buy some spuds and bury some. So the kid thought... That they've grown spuds.
They're not difficult to grow potatoes, are they?
Do you know what I mean, Ethan?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I get the concept, yeah. I suppose that's quite nice for the kids. He doesn't have to know.
But the only thing is like... So Lennon's putting a lot of graft in, right? For these spuds, and they'll be great. But is it worth it?
No, it's not worth it.
Probably two meals, that, isn't it?
When I was 16.
So he's
going to
wait 6 months for two meals.
When I was 16.
Yeah, what's this going
to
be now?
I went to my friend Hector's house in Altrincham. And I walked through the door and I thought the house was newly bought, as it was just floorboards and light bulbs. It was a big, grand house. Mm. But it turns out they're just so rich that they don't care about those kind of carpets and things, you know. And we drank gin out of wine glasses and we watched with Neil and I and we swam in the pool. That evening, and I thought I was in love with Hector. We spooned all night long. And in the pool, Cadbury buttons on a silver tray.
He's got a pool.
Yeah, in Altrincham. Brought out Cadbury buttons on a silver tray. And his fat mum, who was a music manager, got potatoes out of the garden and cooked us chips. Just chips, though. Just chips.
Yeah, but it's sometimes all you need.
Just chips.
Especially with good mayo.
And his dad asked me lots of questions about my family and my poverty. And he said, sorry, I just wanted to know how the other half live. But the potatoes, I remember the potatoes. I think they're probably both dead.
Did he word it how the
yes.
other half
It was like
lived.
A show or a book that was like showing the relationship
they were
between
using
rich
you
people
in a
and poor people. And he did the thing that there's kind of like a trope. He's kind of having a go at me because I'm not from a well-to-do family.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
but right on the nose.
When's he asking you these questions? Whilst you were doing lengths?
Before, in front of the fire, he got out some cheese. We were eating cheese.
Good cheese.
It was good cheese.
I'm addicted again to blue cheese, did I tell you?
What?
It's bad.
Oh!
What?
I took Joe to somewhere he's not been. Where? Neil's Yard Cheese Dairy.
Where's that?
Oh, in Neil's Yard.
Naked Neil?
No, Naked not Naked Neil. Neil. And it's a, there's a, the butcher's like metal net things that you go through. Stinks in there, but so good. And I go in if ever I've got no money and I'm peckish, because they just give you free samples.
Did they? That's,
they give you loads of free samples. But there's a blue cheese there that me and Joe got a slab of and just walk around Covent Garden eating, called Pevensey Blue. And it's fucking incredible.
Do you like blue cheese, Ethan?
I like it with a buffalo wing.
He's got a good point. It's a great point. Would you never have it on a cracker?
No, I'd go for other cheeses for that. I think more so what I was trying to say, Drew, is I prefer a blue cheese sauce.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got stress lines on your head, Ethan.
Yeah, I've always had these. I've always been stressed.
Are you stressed? Because I was trying to explain to Dom. First of all,
I haven't formed these lines just in the last few seconds.
But you're looking older to me. You're looking more like a corpse.
Like a corpse?
Mm.
Do you take any vitamins?
I've started to take the vitamins, which I've not been doing too consistently. Remember, I told you about all those drugs, and I've kind of dropped off a bit. I'm feeling ill, so I probably should have kept it going. Shit. So that's maybe why I'm corpse-like. Thank
sure.
you.
I'm projecting because obviously I'll look absolutely.
Would you protect
awful.
Ethan in the wild?
No.
What?
There's few people I'd protect. I wouldn't protect my own parents. I'd run away. I'd go take them. And if there's one thing that you can say about me, Joe, it's that I'm a coward. And I'm fine with admitting that.
What do you think the bravest thing you've ever done is?
The bravest thing? It's not like moral or something. I'd say the bravest things I've done is going into like auditions and stuff, because that's fucking scary.
Yeah.
But that's not like to be hyped up about, is it? No one's going to go fund me, aren't they? Because I've been brave. Bravest? No. They tried to put that torch up my cock once, and I said no, I can't do that. That would have been brave.
Do you think that would have been? If you had a torch up your willy, that would have been the bravest thing you've ever done.
That's probably the bravest thing I've ever done, closely.
You've had the torch up your willy?
No, sorry, admitting that I needed to get circumcised, that was quite brave. Because I was like, fucking hell, actually something's wrong here.
How old were you then, though?
I was 19?
Oh, right.
I was in my 20s when I got... Did you have the big needle under your glands? Were you awake when they did it?
No, I was asleep.
I was awake when they put a
needle. Why would they do that?
You knew they were doing it, though, didn't you? You weren't asleep.
No, but I agreed to it.
Right.
I did. There was a moment where I woke up. I don't know if I've said this. I woke up during the procedure.
Oh, my.
Or whatever.
God.
Not during the procedure, or just immediately after. And they woke me up. And they were like.
So you didn't wake up during the procedure?
Yeah, sorry. It was just. What I was meant to say was I was.
You woke up after the procedure. And yeah. 5 hours after.
Exactly. Sorry.
When you were supposed to.
You woke up. I thought you were there.
Yeah.
But they're just sort of knobbing hands, sort of chopping it away.
Sorry. I did reword that wrong. I meant to say I got woke up and I was in significant pain. And it must have just been just after. And I got put back to sleep again for another 2 hours. So it must have been pretty soon after. And they were like, what's your scale? 1 to 10. 10 being you're getting knifed. And I was like, 8.
Knifed?
Yeah.
It's the
NHS
these.
Can I ask how long is it out of action for?
What?
The willy, when it's had that done to it?
Oh, I can be disgusting. People don't care anymore. I am disgusting. I'm a disgusting pig. Put me down. Section me. When I had it done, they put my penis in a cast.
Did people sign your cast? Well, they probably have to use your initials.
So I couldn't touch it for a week.
Let me tell you,
by the end of that...
I was 7 weeks.
You don't even have to touch yourself for it to go off. A slight breeze. Put the window open, the fly goes past.
Hey, have you missed the noisy neighbours next to you?
My dad soundproofed the walls. Can I still hear them? Yes. Yes, I can.
Is he still having fun?
Apparently my mum said he heard him, because sometimes he does like a sentence afterwards. Like when I heard him say, oh, sorry, love. Or, oh, thank you. Or my mum heard him the other day say, sorry, I got a bit carried away. Which is kind of a kind of an odd thing to say.
Yeah, it's a very odd thing to say. Should we do a little Bong FM?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Bong! This is where we take some of the big news stories, or just funny ones. I think there's two. There's one that you found, and I think we should just generally talk about World Cup fever. Because
when's the World Cup?
Well, it starts when we're recording this year? On Thursday. It starts tonight.
Is it this year?
It's this year, yeah.
It's been 4 years already.
Sort of technically hasn't even, because the last one was in Qatar, so it was a little bit later on in the year, but it's been... The last
Spain.
One was... No, Spain won the Euros. Argentina won the last one.
That can't be in the World Cup, surely.
Who can't? What can't be in the
Argentina.
World Cup? Why can't they win the World Cup?
I don't know. Why is it in America? I don't think they play soccer.
What countries, out of someone who doesn't know much about football, what countries do you think will be good?
Spain.
Yes.
Brazil.
Brilliant. Well...
Chile. Were they good at football? England might do it. No, they're rubbish, aren't they? They're really rubbish.
When there was the height of Gareth Southgate,
Who's that?
The old England manager. Did you go to any pubs or anything like that to watch the games?
Do they put games on in pubs?
Yes. Where did you watch, say, for example, the two finals? Italy in 2021. Where did you watch that?
I didn't watch them. I remember walking past... I think I might have been with... No, I can't have been with Joe. He would have been watching it. I walked past near down Deansgate. There was a big screen on in an HMV or something. And everyone was stood outside the window watching it, which I found quite
like it
fun.
Was a film?
Yeah.
I hate that. That's one of the film tropes I hate. You know, when breaking news is happening.
Oh, and they're watching
it. And so everyone just sort of gathers around a local Curry's.
Yeah, it was like that. It was kind of cool, but I don't know why they were there. Oh, because... I don't know, actually. No, because everyone was watching it in the square, and there was no room in the square, so everyone was trying to watch it where they could, you know.
Got beaten that one as well. Well, good luck, England. Bond, are you excited for the World Cup, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm getting the fever a little bit. Not just my cold. But, yeah, I'd always do enjoy a World Cup. I feel the bit that will get me is when I get that first taste of music. There must be an anthem for this World Cup that I'm yet to hear. I'll probably hear it tonight when I watch the game. Obviously, recording this on the Thursday.
ITV are using... Do you know the film Cars?
I'm aware, I've not seen it.
They're using that song. Life is a highway.
That's good.
I'm gonna ride it.
What's that got to do with the World Cup?
It's in America.
Okay. Do they do the thing that they do in the Super Bowl where they'll have like a halftime show?
I think there will be one for the World Cup.
There will
final.
Be this year for the first time.
Yeah. Oh, genuinely?
Yeah.
I was taking the piss, but genuinely.
So.
They're going to get cheerleaders out and big burgers and things.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
I heard that they're on another podcast that apparently for the spectators or whatever, they've got some kind of machine that will be pumping out the fresh smell of freshly cut grass and popcorn to the crowds to get them in the mood. Is that the most horrible American thing you've heard?
Are you sure that's real?
No, that's real. That's what I've heard. Yeah, from a reliable source.
Fresh grass and popcorn.
Do you think they'll have Palantir, like drones going around, like facial recognizing people and like dotting everyone down? Why is it in America, by the way?
You're just going to have to wait and see.
Corruption. Don't.
Oh, right,
pay for it.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. It's also in Mexico and Canada, so...
Oh.
It's quite absurd that it's gone from probably one of the smallest countries to three of the biggest.
Yeah, because I was just thinking it's kind of a piss take with the logistics, because aren't most football fans in Europe? So everyone just has to go to America.
Speaking of South America, don't forget. South America's huge,
true.
And they're all on the same timeline.
True.
I feel so weird for the Australians. They're watching their games at all sorts of times. And what was that story you found, Ethan?
For one of your Bong FM
Bong
things,
FM,
Joe.
It's probably got one of the craziest headlines you've ever sent,
well,
from Miller.
Well, this was from last week, and I was thinking, do you remember when you'd done that magazine show with Joe?
Yes.
I thought this story would be quite perfect and quite apt for that. The headline, and no surprise, it's the Daily Star,
mm-hmm.
And the headline is, Bruce Forsyth's drunk ghost terrorising joggers by singing the Japanese national anthem. Isn't that... So one nervous runner on his way to a park run in Bedford claimed to have seen a drunk apparition of the former Strictly Come Dancing host singing loudly.
And why was he singing the Japanese national anthem?
It's a great question, Joe, and one that I haven't really delved into.
Also, I could not identify the Japanese national anthem.
I could identify Bruce Forsyth, the ghost.
This runner has not only recognised that that's Bruce, but he's also recognised that it's the Japanese national anthem.
Was this during the day?
It was during the day, yeah. It was ahead of a park run, Dom. Apparently, the person who witnessed this believes the reason Brucey was singing it is it could be seen as like a good omen for Japan to win the World Cup, so he stuck a fiver on.
Is that our team? Is that who we're backing as the Sloppy Joe?
Yeah, it could be. They've got cracking odds, I think, Japan for winning the World Cup. 100-1, that's all right.
100-1's not bad.
I think I will go to Japan. I think they'd
I think you'd do well over there as well.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think if I worked in a school over there, they'd let me keep my beard?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that.
What would you teach?
English. But I was also thinking, if I'm teaching English, won't I need to know a bit of Japanese?
No.
I always think that. How do you teach English if you don't know their language as well?
Because you're like trying to explain, how can I teach you another language?
How can you say what the is?
Don't they?
Who does?
I just know loads of teachers have gone about who only really know English, and the idea is really is that the kids there kind of have a basis knowledge of English, and usually isn't it, am I wrong, is it not like kind of quite rich kids or families where the dads and mums have gone to work abroad, and that's kind of
you. Now after my degree I can go to these Asian countries because they'll let me in.
Imagine teaching all the Japanese kids about Hand on Crouching Moon.
They'd love that.
They'd love it.
I might be enshrined in Japanese culture forevermore.
Hand on crouching.
There'll just be my face around subway
stations.
I'm just
trying to imagine it now. Wow, brilliant.
I wonder what hand on crouching moon is in Japanese. I bet it's beautiful.
I bet it is.
I would like a wood carving, the Japanese style of like a hand on crouching moon kind of thing.
Dom, is this our last podcast together or before you go? Are you done?
I think so, yeah. Another month down there. Fucking
but when you're
hell.
Back, can we do one for all of us? And can we do Joe's Come Down?
You know what? I would love to come back. If you'll have me, I'd love to come back.
We've got him signed up for another one. And make sure we film your you chopping your beard, because that's content.
Yeah.
Ethan, pleasure as always.
All right, yeah, thanks.
Sloppy Joe's patron for extensive content. We've ordered chicken wings.
Obviously.
From a place called Kong's. We've ordered Kong's barbecue, buffalo cheese, chip shop curry, garlic and parmesan, hot and spicy. We're going to be reviewing them in a league table
order. That's worth a quid, isn't it?
That is worth a quid.
I'd pay a quid. Plus, I wouldn't pay much more than a quid, but I would pay a quid to watch that.
Plus your Q&As with Dom.
Yay.
Thank you for watching, everyone. See you later.
Oh, wave, Ethan.
Wait,
see you later. Bye-bye.